Hello, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some instantaneous healings for everybody. So, again, there's nothing for you to do. Just showing up is all that is needed, and these light beings on the Creation Light Ship are going to do healings with you. So I had some people questioning me about light beings and what they are and why sometimes they look human and why this picture looks human. So another lady called me up and says that she actually saw this type of being that's on our show listing here as an Arcturian, I believe. So I'll describe this to you. So what you want to do first is probably get on the net and see her. So just go on tonight's show, which is Wednesday night, and go to Creation Light Ship and click on it. And then you're going to want to naturally, you probably already have selected your media player because you're listening to me. And then if you want to go on to Fast Chat, you want to go above the blinking flower there if you want to communicate with us, and click on that and then minimize it. And then scroll down a little ways, about an inch on your scroll bar on the right, and then bring up the Fast Chat, and you're going to see the light being there. So on the Creation Light Ship, like I mentioned before in the past, is that there are beings there that do look human or do look like beings that people probably have seen maybe in their dreams or in their visions. And so what it is that these beings, this is their first incarnation on the light ship, and they're taking on their physical form for their next incarnation. And so this is why they may look familiar to you, but they have not incarnated yet. They're only on the light ship in this form because they have to take physical form to do manifestations. Remember, all dimensions have physicality. And so this is why she may look maybe familiar to some of you. I've had people comment on that in the past, maybe over the last year to me, as I would describe her to people and show her her photograph. So anyway, this is how it appears. So there are other beings, too, that you may actually, if you go to the light ship and you're able to see, you may recognize them, too. So anyway, this is maybe some give you some clarity on why she does look sort of humanized, and this is her photograph, and we'll energize her during this show. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everybody. Blessings to all, and thank you for being with us this Wednesday, July 11th, 2007. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Program, and we want to thank BBS Radio and Don and all the hardworking people at the radio that keep this all together for us to be together like this. It's really great. So at this time, I'd like to invite you to take a few deep breaths, quiet yourself, turn off the TV and phones if you can, and other distractions, you know, even the mental noise or questions to whatever degree you can. And just get comfortable and relax. And the most important thing is just to go into your heart centers. And as Ron has told us many times, this is not a meditation. And you don't want to project yourself outside of your body at this point, because your spirit is your connection to the divine, and therefore it's what heals your body. So your spirit must be present in your body as the conduit for the divine energy to flow through you. And tonight, because this show is dedicated to healing, Ron and the Creation Light Ship and the beautiful light beings there will be bringing you many divine energies in their pure form and giving you a wonderful opportunity to connect with them for personal guidance and for healing. So you definitely want to connect to your own divinity through your spirit energy in your heart center and be present completely in your body, so that you can receive that healing energy. So that's a wonderful feeling when you do that, and we're going to get into that in just a moment, but I just want to kind of go over a few things very briefly before we get started with the healing, because in case you're listening for the first time, you might not know this, and this can be very helpful to you. So first of all, I want to let you know that there is an archive section on BBS Radio, and you can go into it and re-listen to any of the previous shows that we've had. And actually, you can receive healing energies directly from those shows. So it's a great way to connect on the days that we're not on, or if you can't make the time schedule that we're on some days for whatever reason. So that's a wonderful thing to do, and it's very easy. You just join the membership at BBS, which is very inexpensive to do, and then you can access all those archive shows. And we are on 4 days a week, in addition to this Wednesday show at 7 Pacific. We also have a Monday show at 4 p.m. Pacific, and a Friday and Saturday night show at 9 p.m. Pacific. So those are great opportunities for you. And a wonderful thing is if you would like to connect with Ron to do some personal work, in-depth work of healing and... Or you can call him at 877-384-3255. I guess we had a little glitch there, but we're still here with you. So in case you haven't done so already, if you would please go ahead and bring up the picture, the beautiful photo of the light being on your screen by just going on to the Creation Light Ship Healing time slot and then scrolling down, and you'll see a beautiful light being there, and Ron will be activating her presence shortly. So you'll be able to have a chance to do some healing work and some divine water activation with her. And so to get started tonight on our program, our topic that we've gotten into this week and we're continuing tonight is on opening up to heart energy. And when Jesus and Mary Magdalene were walking the earth together and doing their teaching and healing, this was a large part of their message, was to forgive yourself and others and open your heart so that you can go within and connect and find your own divinity and your own beautiful spiritual self rather than going outside of yourself for guidance. So on that note, let's get started with the healings, and I'd now like to ask Ron to come in and help us each get into our bodies more and get into our heart center so that we can really be present tonight for this beautiful healing hour.
So this is what we do on most of the shows here. So just kind of sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. Remember, the energy that we're working with is creation energy. This energy created the universe, and it's here to help us through the ascension process if you're choosing to take your body with you to a higher consciousness. And if you're not choosing that, then your spirit will leave anyway, and the body will no longer hold its life force energy. It'll just be dematerialized instantly during this universal shift. And this is how it happens. So it's nothing to fear or having trauma about or worried about. Just you want to be, you know, in your body fully to do this transition if you're choosing to bless your body and honor your body and love your body enough to do the shift. So the light beings are here to help us. So what we're going to first do is do some entity clearing. And this will help to eliminate these spirits that are attached to you. I use the word spirit because these are invisible energies. And they're from the earth energy, so the earth is responsible for creating these. It's not a real high energy because it does not look out of your eyes. That's why when people do strange things, their eyes are normally dulled out and they're not home. You know, the old saying, lights on, nobody home, or porch light on dim, you know. So, you want to be in your body to facilitate your healings, because your spirit's a conduit for healing. So we're just clearing you out some more. Entities can bring you physical pain as they attach themselves to you. They can play out their own role of energies, you know, their own lifestyle that they've had in the past. And so we're just doing this clearing now. And you may feel yourself getting a little heavier as your spirit comes more fully into you. We have to heal your spirit before it comes into your body because it is carrying the residue of the emotions and the trauma when it left you. So this is a very important process on the clearing. You don't want to bring in a wounded spirit into your body, wounded fragments of who you are. So right now we're clearing and healing your spirit here of these emotional energies. Remember, when you, in the past, when people have died, this is why it takes about 50 years to have the spirit transition and get rid of these emotional energies. So this is why you have about a 50-year time in between incarnations. And here we go. We're clearing your spirit. I'm going to bring it more into you here. Your spirit will come in the way it wants to. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do some more clearing here. And we're now releasing these energies from you. And now we're going to bring more of your spirit to you. So here you come more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more clearing here. You all feel pretty good tonight. You're all way over half in your body the way it feels to me right now. So you can tell by looking at your eyes. Get a little mirror and look in your eyes, and they should be a little brighter. And the way you tell if you're in your body, too, is you can just pinch yourself a little bit. That'll bring you back home. And also your eyes will, you know, like I said, will be brighter. They'll glow a little bit more, have more depth to them. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And we'll do it one more time for everybody. And again, there's nothing for you to do. The light shift will do it all for you. So here we go. You come more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Okay. So, Sylvia, do we have anything on fast chats? There might be something here from Don, but it may be from a previous show. I don't know, but it's sort of what we have there. I see Van Halen, Love Walks In, so that's on my website. So that's the song that Van Halen made. And this happens to be the song about, talks about extraterrestrials, which is entities, spirits outside of the earth plane. But I see it more as a personal growth experience where the love of the divine walks into you. And so it has a lot of meaning there. So what we're going to do, and this is what you just went through, is love walking in. So this is you connecting to yourself. So Sylvia, anything that we need to cover tonight before we get started here?
Well, I think on that note, it would be wonderful to do a chakra opening for everyone and to really get our heart centers opened up and then maybe get us really centered in them.
Okay. So like we said, this show is completely live, so we don't do any rehearsing whatsoever. It's whatever happens here, what the light ship wants to do. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart chakra and reposition that in your body. And there we go. These are invisible energies that give life, say, support energetically to your physical structure here, your physical organism. And here we go. Going to your throat chakra, wonderful. And third eye, wonderful. Going down now. We don't do work typically with the seventh chakra because that's not associated with the physical body. It's normally perfectly fine. So here we go. Going to the power chakra. Great. Second chakra. Wonderful. And first chakra. Okay, if you're in a quiet place and you would like to, again, have your chakras opened up more, we can do this for you so we can make a body with. It makes you a little more sensitive to energies around you. So if it's quiet and peaceful, you may want to have this done. It's up to you. You can always close them down yourself. So here we go. Heart chakra. And I use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going back down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, open. There we go. So you may feel more energy flowing in your body right now. And we're going to make sure that you're in your body properly, that the new parts that came in are in correctly, but the old parts may not be. So the question is, gee, why would I be in my body improperly? Well, what happens is if you get startled, and which means that you're out of your body, okay, it means that you have no psychic radar, and when you get startled, that's your spirit jumping into you when your body jumps. And it does a crash landing, and it'll come in whatever way it can because it's there to protect your body. So it can come in crooked, it could come in upside down, and you're going to feel off when that happens. So we're going to take you out momentarily and put you back in properly. So here we go. Just kind of notice how you feel right now and how you notice in about 15 seconds. So here we go, going out of your body and coming back in. There, now you're in your body properly. So you should feel maybe a little more together. And what we're going to do also, a little healing here. We're going to take away your emotional body. We're going to have that be outside of your physical structure and your physical human body. So we're going to ask it to leave now. And it's going to be right alongside of you. And there is a question here about, is the 50-year wait for reincarnation, is it over? Yes, it is over. There's no more forced reincarnation here from the dark side to have you come back over and over again since the light shift came here, we'll just say about 2.5 years ago. So there's no more forced reincarnation. The dark side does not have control of you for this experience here to take your energy for all your incarnations. So here we go. So the emotional body is getting released now, and it's about halfway out for most people. It's going to be here alongside of you, so you may feel this energy doesn't always want to leave. We're about 80% out right now, and this is the way you should feel when you're really connected to your spirit, okay? And it takes away that this is how you feel after the emotional clearing a lot of times that I do with people for their whole lifetime. Like I said, this is the most important healing you can ever do for yourself in your whole lifetime. And the cost is $5 for each year of your life. So to take your age times 5. It's a bargain to get yourself clear to baggage, believe me. And it takes about an hour to do. It's an instantaneous healing. And we'll do an experience on that in a few minutes here. So there we go. Your emotional body now is leaving you. It'll definitely come back into you, but we'll hold it out for maybe about 5 minutes here. Okay. So you should feel more at peace. And there we go. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel actually very relaxed and calm and peaceful. That's a very nice feeling, actually, to have that moved away, you know?
Yes. See, the emotional body was initially created by the Earth Spirit to sample love energy, to see how much more love there is coming back into yourself. And since the Earth Spirit lives its life through you on the surface of the Earth to experience the life that's here, the creativity that you're supposed to be doing, this is to sample more and more love. Remember, the light only produces love energy. This is what it creates, is love. The light shift has never created and made the darkness or dark energy. Everything that the light creates has souls, because this is an individual expression of themselves, okay? So we're a little piece of that spiritual soul energy from the light ship. So we're out to experience the universe through creativity. And the darkness is these soulless beings from a different universe, a different life form that's here also. And so the reason why the light shift does a shift every 2,000 years, and the last time Jesus came to help humanity do this, but his mission was cut short about 18 years because they didn't want him to live any longer. So this process never happened back then. So your physical body now is carrying 4,000 years of density. And I find it interesting at how, at this time in the universal shift, how all this wonderful technology came in the last 100 years. You know, why didn't they bring it forth, you know, these extraterrestrials that are in communication with us and in a sense controlling us through mind control? Why didn't they bring this technology, say, 500 years ago or maybe just after the life of Jesus? They could have brought that information in here. But the reason is, I feel, is because they wanted to sidetrack us this time around also, so we would not do the shift, so they could capture more souls and, you know, prey on your energy. So that's just some information for you that you can kind of glean there. So we're here to do the shift this time. And that's up to you to take your body with you to a different location in the universe. So we're going to still hold out your emotional body.
So then if we had a basic situation where there was 100% love energy still here, having that emotional body would be advantageous because it would be there would be only the experience of that love energy. But because we have the dark side that's come in and infiltrated that system, then we're picking up other things with our emotional body?
Yes, we're picking up off-planet energies that are controlling us. And those also can filter down to this planet, too, by beings that are here. But mainly, you have to look at the overall view of this here and see our spiritual protection, our spiritual guidance is from the extraterrestrial. So I'll use the word extraterrestrial as beings that are not of this planet. And so for myself, I would call myself the same. I'm a light being on the light ship, and I'm not from this planet either. So I kind of look at the higher aspect of this here. But these other groups that are on 3D that are here to help us really aren't doing that. Like right now we have 38% light energy, which is good. It almost doubled since the light ship came here, you know, over 2 years ago. It used to be at 20%. So the light ship is in charge of the universal shift that people talk about. And that could be in 2012, although I don't exactly know when it's going to be. But what we have is we have these extraterrestrials coming. People have had sightings of some of these ships, whether or not they're true extraterrestrials or whether they're terrestrial. I can't acknowledge that because there are ones that are, you know, naturally made here on this planet. And I won't go into that too much. I'm mainly into the healing aspect. And so what you have is you have this energy coming here off planet from the dark side, these soulless beings, and they're affecting many, many people. We're all affected by it. And it's very sad when governments get targeted, too, and then they sort of don't really respond to humanity the way they should typically. But that's a whole other issue. But just know that everybody on the planet here is controlled by this off-planet mind control, whatever it's going to, however it shows up, okay? Whether it's in subliminal advertising, whether it's in the clouds, what you can see, light ships, excuse me, not light ships, but you can see ships, cloud ships up all around. Those are not positive things. They're negative ETs up there that are maybe a few thousand feet above your head doing the mind control on you. So it's all pretty negative. But the main thing is to get connected to your spirit. And your spirit is what's going to help you out through the whole process here. So I don't agree with typically people doing healings for the earth, running your own energy into the earth. I don't agree with that, because the earth is not you and you're not the earth. I don't believe in grounding to the earth that people sometimes do with meditation. I don't believe in people like sending negative energy to the earth, because then the earth spirit has to deal with that. That's kind of ridiculous. And I don't believe with people doing invoking stargates, working with grids of the planet, working with vortexes, because all you're doing is causing more harm to the earth spirit. The earth spirit is very, very powerful. It's very, very advanced. It shows every life form on this planet here, probably except for humans, okay, and a few other animals that are here, and other reptilian type of energies. But aside from that, it created everything that's here. And so it's a very advanced spiritual being, and it doesn't really need our help. The light ship is here to change the frequencies. And what happened was back in, I think it was 87 with the first harmonic convergence. And I'll be stepping on toes here, I'm sure, with a lot of people. But the universal shift was happening. And the energies are coming into the planet. So some people decided to pray for world peace. So they took their energy from themselves, put it outside of themselves into a cloud. I'll just use the word into the dark side matrix, not realizing what they were doing, thinking that they're going to connect probably with every person on the planet, thinking that the 100 monkey scenario is going to work. And from there they put energy outside of themselves, and the dark side just loves that energy to live on. And then also it can attach to you and steal part of your soul in other dimensions. So that's why I don't agree with a lot of people doing special healings for this aspect. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know where the other end of that stargate's going to. They don't know what energy vortex they're opening up and where the other end hooks up to. And I just see it as a way that these negative ETs can come in here to cause us harm. And so just allow the light ship, which is coming here now, to do the universal shift, to do all this work. That's all that you're looking at, is having the consciousness change across the universe. And the earth spirit now is going to shift this time. It didn't do it last time because humanity was not up to speed enough to do this here. And this time the earth spirit has been there, done that, and it wants to get out of here. So it has its own creation and a dimensional reality, at least eighth as far as we understand it with our terminology here. So, any questions on Fast Chat there, Sylvia?
Yes, we have Kyle asking about the thing that you just mentioned about how when the light ship came here a couple of years ago, there was about 20% light, and now it's up to about 38% light, and he's asking if it's going to keep increasing from there.
Yes, it will keep increasing. And so what's happening is the light ship is taking over its creation, okay? So it's like weeding out the cancer. And these soulless beings that have attached to humanity here, that some are actually walking physically on the planet, and is coming here to regain its territory. Remember, it has to get the earth back into wholeness before the earth can do the universal shift. So it's kind of like a mother hen gathering all its little chicks. It has to get everything back so that it can do the shift. It doesn't leave anything out. It can't leave any part of its creation out of the shift. Otherwise, it's not going to shift. So this is what it's doing now. So it's bringing in light frequency into everything. And like we mentioned maybe before, if you feel very relaxed now by having the emotional body released, on a lot of planets there is no mind energy typically. There's just heart energy that you work with. Here we have the energy of mind that was brought here. And how and why, I really can't say. But the mind is the ego, and like most of the teachings, they want you to walk with your spirit, release the ego portion of you, this mind that's controlling you, taking away the energy from your own spirit, not allowing you to connect to it. And so this is why it's so much of a problem here now with all this external stimulus that we have. you know, TV and the computer here. It's all, you know, kind of nice stuff, but, you know, are you really doing your spiritual work? You know, are you really connecting to yourself? You know, picture life maybe a couple hundred years ago. You know, you're probably out on a farm someplace, and, you know, you worked probably pretty hard, but you had time when either you read a book, possibly, or maybe you talked with the people in your family, but you had probably more time to go within because you didn't have all this extra stuff. You didn't have to go to Walmart or McDonald's, you know, and get a new car and do all this stuff that we do now. So you're pretty isolated, and you had more time to, you know, go inside and contemplate your life and communicate with your spirit, and now there's not much time for that because of what we have. So this energy that's here of the mind is, in a sense, trapping us from moving forward with our spirit energy because the mind just keeps going and wants more and more and more, and it's not typically a good thing. You know, I'm sure that's kind of controversial for me to say that, but when you look at spirit, once you get into your heart center and you walk with spirit, then you use spirit energy for healing. You use that to run your life. So we're going to do a healing here. Do we have anything on Fast Chat we need to talk about before we do? And I'd like everybody to get 2 glasses of water, if you would. You know, 8 ounces of water would be fine. And we're going to do some water charging with your mind and then also one with your heart. And this is a very interesting concept. Most people talk about this, but this will be a physical demonstration for you of what the differences are. So what do we have on Fast Chat, Sylvie? Anything we need to know about?
Well, next we have a request from Teresa, and she had her uncle pass away yesterday, and she's wondering if there's anything that can be done to help him in his transition.
What I would do... let's see. So for Teresa, I guess she's asking what we can do for her. What she can do is connect with her uncle, call upon him, and just ask him what he may need. You want to release the emotions from this gentleman because the emotions are going to prevent him from moving on. But he may want to stay around for a while to check out his family members, etc., to see that they're okay. So what I would suggest is just give me a call, Teresa, and I'll see how much energy he needs released from him so we can move on and transition here. Because the emotions, remember, is what I said, is plugged up, you know, by the spirit. The emotional body creates this density which goes into your physical body, causing illnesses, and it also goes into your spirit. So his spirit body, the divine body that's in his heart, that looks out of his eyes, is actually clogged up with emotional densities. So it will look, in a sense, like an emotional body, and it has to be free to those densities before it can move on. So anything else here, Sylvia?
Yes, we have a few more questions. We have Kyle asking if the dark side is in the process of leaving, or I believe he's asking if they're going to go in, if we're going to go into the light and they're going to stay here.
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, I don't think the dark side wants to leave, number one, because they see this as their territory. And so they're going to hang on as long as they can. It's like a dog with a bone. So, and plus they live on your energy, so they don't want to get rid of the host, okay? And they don't want to necessarily kill the host, but they do want to traumatize the host to get more energy. Remember, they live off your emotional energies, whether you're happy or you're sad. So what I'm not saying is it's not good to be happy. Just know that that energy is going out of your body into an energy pool, and the dark side lives on it. So they like to torment you. And typically, most people have traumas in their life. And so there's more traumas here than there probably is of good things that happen every day to someone, okay? And the traumas normally... get stacked up on top of each other from your past lives that the dark side allowed you to have here. So you're dealing with all these issues so they can get more energy from you. So the next question, I guess, is are they going to still be here? Well, the dark side is always going to be around, more than likely. Remember, they're in the universe too. But after the universal shift, the light regains its territory, and it starts over again. And then it's up to you and the planets and the other extraterrestrials that will be cleared too and cleansed. So the Galactic Federation, that is supposed to be our spiritual overseers, that's, you know, typically only 38% of the light, because that's what we are here. They'll be cleansed also, and they'll be in the light too. Then it's up to them to hold that integrity, just like it is for you. And unfortunately, they went down. Problem. And I heard something there in the background. Do we have a caller?
Yeah. Hi. I had a question, because something really peculiar happened when you opened up the pineal gland chakra and the heart chakra.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know if you have an answer for me, but I have Lyme disease, and I get herxes. And when you opened up my heart chakra, I started having the herxes, like it's like an involuntary, like a moaning thing. I know it sounds weird. It's like a Tourette syndrome that happens to me. And when you opened my pineal gland, the same thing happened really strongly. But all the other chakras, it didn't happen with.
Okay, so what happened again? I can almost hear you, so maybe talk a little bit louder.
I'm sorry, what?
I can't hear you too well. So what happened to your...
I have Lyme disease, and I get herxes. I get a reaction when the Lyme disease dies off.
Okay.
It's like a Tourette syndrome, kind of a jerking, moaning thing. And when you open my pineal gland and my heart chakra, when we just, you know, about, what, 20 minutes ago?
Yes, uh-huh.
I had that reaction to both of those chakra centers, but not the others when you open them, and I thought you might be able to enlighten me on why that might happen.
Okay, so what's your name and what state are you calling from?
I'm Addie, and I'm in California.
Okay. Well, what happens is, since every chakra is attached to different body organs, you probably had more energy flowing into body organs that it's attached to. So I would say that the energy came in to do some healing work on you.
Okay, so could that have been like a die-off of the Lyme, like a healing thing that happened?
I'm sure it was a healing, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Well, that was really wonderful. I just want to say thank you, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, Sylvia.
So let's see. I think we have a couple more questions. We have Tammy asking about how the body can store about 4,000 years of the densities, because obviously we're not staying in the same body, you know, and maybe changing from male to female after the different lifetimes.
Okay, so what happens is that the body is made up of your cellular memory. So basically, initially, the bodies down here are very pure, and they didn't have any... Well, in theory, okay, the bodies were very pure. Okay, this gets a little, well, I'll just talk about that. So the body gets was very pure. Remember that we are brought here by other extraterrestrials as a life form, okay? So we weren't really created from the Earth spirit, and all of a sudden we were here in perfection. We were just from other life forms of the universe that was seated here. But at some point, the body was 100% in love energy in its physical form. Okay, so from that point forward, each time you had a judgment in that life that you were living, which means that you were separating yourself from spiritual truth, the divine, because you're judging the divine, because everything from the divine is perfect. Everything is love energy. There's no judgment with the divine energy. It's all pure light. And the light doesn't judge its creations, okay? But we do. And so each time you had a judgment, that created an energy block in us. And then that was passed on to the next child, okay? And so eventually, you know, this is why we don't live very long. And this is why we have, you know, physical problems as we get older. You know, our hospitals are full of people that have conditions. And that's because these emotional energies, the energies of being separated from the divine, are imprinted into your physical life form. And so each lifetime that the physical body is born, it's working on issues, trying to heal itself to get rid of these things on it. So initially, when you're first born, the spirit's in your body 100%. And you can just prove that by going to a hospital or looking at a newborn. They're very, very, very vibrant. But then as a child, probably, you know, maybe approaches a couple months to maybe a couple of years, you're going to notice that their life force energy around that body starts to diminish. And the child starts to learn how to walk and to crawl. And all of a sudden, they don't look like they used to in purity. And that's because part of their spirit has left them. And so they're now working with these judgment energies. And so that you have what you do in this lifetime, which causes problems, plus you're stocked full of all the stuff that's inside of you that the body's trying to heal so it can live forever. And at this point in time, it would like to live forever through the ascension process. So that hope that answered your question for you, Tammy. So our body's made up of energies that are from the emotions, which is being separated from spiritual truth, judgment. And also probably a lot of the energy, I would say, could be the darkness coming into us, maybe through mind control to give us improper thoughts from the dark side, telling us to do something we don't want to do, which is mind control. And it allows you not to go into yourself to connect to your heart center. And what we're going to have today, since Troika looks like is not going to be on her program for the next hour, so we'll have a two-hour show for everyone. So if you want to stay with us, you can, and we'll be doing some more healings, and we can also answer some questions on Fast Chat. So what's next, Sylvia?
Well, I think this would be a wonderful time to bring in the light being and do our water charging. And that'll give everyone more of an experience of the difference between mind energy and heart energy. And heart energy is what we want to get into, because that's where we, you know, the mind energy is full of judgment usually, and the heart energy is not. So that's where we want to get to, and this would be a great time to do that, I think.
Okay, so hopefully you have the beautiful light being up in front of you on your monitor. If not, she's down about 1 inch approximately on the right scroll bar. Just scroll down. And she's going to start to energize her photo. So she'll do some healing work with us here. So again, just sit back and relax. You can watch the beautiful photograph change. It's subtle, but you may see the colors around her forehead as they emanate these beautiful light rays change here. Her eyes will become a little more crystal clear. The pupils will become very white. And her face will become more on a three-dimensional realm as far as looking real to you. And now she's starting to activate here. And it takes her about a half a minute to do this here. And she'll start to transmit more of a female type of energy to you, and she'll connect to your heart energy. The light shift does not work with mind energy. Okay, they work with heart energy. This is the hardest thing to try to get across to people, because everybody's so mental, and like I say, normally about 98% of the healers are working with the energy of the mind. And the churches teach about mind and, you know, the mind of God or whatever. Well, it's all heart energy, what the divine is. It's all love energy. Mind energy is something that is down here. On many planets, there is no such thing as mind energy. The heart does the manifestations, not the mind. And so mind energy down here is being used typically to control people. And the far end of that, like I always say, is probably sorcery and witchcraft and voodoo and putting spells on people. That's all mind energy. So it's a way that people can attempt to control something outside of themselves with the mind to bring a result to yourself. And so that's using force of will. And the light never uses force of will. So when you look at that, there's a large separation there. Jesus taught about going inside and not using force of will. Go inside, and why did he teach that? He taught that because your spiritual aspect of you is not force of will, not the mind, it's your heart. It's your spirit inside of your heart. But yet, the teachings that we have now, everybody's doing some type of, say, spiritual clearings using mind energy. And you all know about this because you could probably get any New Age book and somebody's doing something with the mind. But the whole thing is the heart. So we're going to do an example today of this here. So we'll allow this beautiful life being to do some healing work on you first. And then we're going to get our glasses of water and show you the difference and how they're actually going to be tasting with a different energy. So again, we'll just put some music on and allow this light being to do some healing work with you. And you have to request healing. She'll connect heart to heart, and you're going to have a wonderful experience here. So just request inside of your head what you'd like to have healed. We'll see you back in a few minutes here. Okay, so I hope that was wonderful for all of you. So what we're going to do now is some water charging. So what we're going to first do is take your first container of water, and I don't want you to drink it until we charge the second one. So we're going to ask your body and have the light chip help you, and we're going to now have the mind charge the water, okay? So this is your mind charging your glass of water, and this will be a contrast that we're going to show you between using force of will, the mind charging the water, versus the divine heart energy with your spirit charging the water. So right now we're doing the water charging. So I'll put the glass in front of you and put one hand on each side of it. And your mind now will be charging this water for you. So it's a different vibration, a different body. And this, again, will take probably about a half a minute. So just kind of sit back and relax. And this is being charged right now. And it's going to show you the difference on these two different energy systems here. And if you're on the fast chat here, we'd like to hear you have your comments there after the water charging. So we're almost done here. And remember this, like the song of Jethro Tull, you know, the lyrics from the very first part of it is, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So I'm trying to get you to think here. So this glass of water now is charged up, so I'll put it aside. And now we're going to have your heart energy charge the water. So get your second container of water and put that in front of you right now. And we're now asking again for your body, your heart, to charge this water. And have one hand on each side of your glass of water. And that's beginning right now. This, again, will take about a half a minute here. Well, some people can feel energy, some can't. What I find is that most men are about 1%. 1% can feel and sense energies, you know, and 99% can't. And women are about 50-50. So if you're a man and you can feel energies, boy, just, you know, blessings to you. And what happens is the more you go up on the light ship, the more you have these healings, the more you're able to feel and sense energies. And it's very subtle. So, you know, it's not maybe going to happen overnight, but things do happen. And you may even notice that this program has been on since, I think, the second week in December. So if you're a regular listener, you may feel that you've actually, you know, have evolved quite a ways from where you used to be when you first came on the show. Even a month or two on here is incredible for most people. This water now is done. So I'd like everybody now to take their first glass of water and see how it tastes. And I'll do the same right now. Well, my tongue feels kind of prickly. You know, it tastes like water, but I probably wouldn't choose to drink a lot of it. Okay, this is my own reaction to this water. And now I'm going to get my second container of water and just taste that right now. And here goes. This water is completely like the opposite. It's juicy, very flavorful. It goes down instantly. Once it goes into your mouth, it's gone. And this is the way, you know, it normally works when I do water charging for people. If anybody would like to comment, and if you'd like to comment too, Sylvia, you can. So we're waiting for the fast chat to come up here.
Yeah, I actually had a very interesting experience today with my water, which I'm finding so interesting. The the water that was charged with the mind energy is colder. They were both the same temperature at the start, and that energy is colder, and the water had kind of a tinny taste. And the water that was charged by the heart energy is warmer, it's silky, and it's...
Hello?
Hi!
Hi.
That's line four, they're on analog station.
Hello?
Do you have a caller online?
Anyone there?
Well, for a while they were.
All right, well, anyway, so I would say that the heart energy has a lot more energy and warmth to it, and it's just really going down smooth, and it's wonderful.
Okay, yeah, so let's see if anybody has come on the fast chat here. Nobody yet, so what I do every Wednesday night, it costs $60 per month, and we charge 4 weeks of water for $60. So on Wednesday night, I have a 1.5-hour conference call, and you get 7 larger containers of water. Normally, they're a gallon water container. And tonight, we have like the dolphins charge it, and the frogs, and we get mermaids off and on, and seals, and beavers, and dolphins, whales. Swordfish, swans. We had manatees tonight come in. So we have special water animals that, like I said earlier in the show, these are 3D representations of what's going to be incarnated here and or elsewhere in the universe, but we see them as 3D life forms. And they're here to help us charge water. So I got one here. from Kyle here. You want to read it, Sylvia? Do a refresh, maybe? It just came through here.
Yeah, we've got, let's see, Kyle is saying everyone there, which three people, noticed a night and day difference, and they're throwing away their mind water. And then we have Nima saying that he dumped half of his mind energy water out into the sink because it was yucky. And he's also requesting if we could bring in the 12 angels.
Okay. So let's do that, okay? This is a live show, so and we're going over on our second hour here, thanks to Troika St. Germain. So we want to bless her for allowing us to have her time. So thank you, Troika. So what we'll do is, which I haven't done before, we'll bring in 12 angels from the light ship. And I'll have everybody get a glass of water. So I'm going to get mine right now. It'll take me about 15 seconds. So everybody kind of scramble real quick and get another glass of water. You might want to dump out your mind water and rinse the container out. And I'll be back in about 15 seconds here.
It's a great opportunity for everybody to dump out their mind water.
Yeah, now, if you like it, you can have it, too, but I think most people think it's kind of yucky. So,
I think that's...
If anybody enjoyed it, let me know on the fast chat, please. So when you have your water, what we're going to do now is bring in, through the light beam on your screen, the monitor screen, we're going to bring in 12 beautiful angels from the light ship. And they all have different attributes of the divine. And this is their first incarnation energy. So we may know them as different angels that have appeared here, but basically they're going to come in with their individual attributes. And I don't know which ones they're going to be, but they will be from the light ship in pure essence form. And we're going to ask them, if they would, to please charge our water. So the way the light beam works, and the angels will be working is, they'll be coming through the photograph on your monitor screen. And remember, they connect heart to heart. They don't connect to the mind. So remember, Jesus' teachings was to go into the heart to connect to your divinity. And this is, I keep always saying that to people. I don't know if I'm the only one out there doing this process or not, you know. But I hope there's more, but like I say, most healers, probably 98% of them, are using mind energy, force of will, and it's not the same at all. And it's not what Jesus taught. So here we go. Put your hands on the glass of water. It feels like we have a couple stragglers here still. So just put your hands on the glass of water, and you're going to feel this beautiful energy from these 12 angels that are coming in now through the light beam. And you may actually see her vibrations change as they come in. So we're going to count them down for us here. And you can feel each energy. And they're going to connect to your heart and go through your shoulders, down your arms, into your fingertips. So angel number one is going to come in right now. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And angel number two. That feels different. Thank you. Number three. Great. And number four. And number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number 10, and number 11, and number 12. There we go. So we now have these 12 angel energies going into your water. Remember, they only work heart to heart. They don't use mind energy. So for me, it's kind of a misconception why people talk about the mind of God. You know, it's like, you know, once they say the heart of God. You know, so anyway, and I don't use the word God, but that's what the churches down here talk about, okay? So they're charging the water right now. You may feel your body tingle. Mine's getting a little bit warm right now as we're charging the water. There's a lot of energy coming forth here. So I'm just going to put on some music here, and you can enjoy the angel energy. You can ask for guidance. Remember, connect to your heart center. And it normally takes about a half a minute, but we'll let you have this energy for maybe about 3 minutes here, just to experience these angel energies for healing. So here they come. Okay, now's our big moment here, unless you've already snuck a taste here. So let's have a little sip of our water or whatever you want to drink. So I'm going to have some of mine to see how this Angel Energy water tastes. Well, oddly enough, for me, each taste, I drank three gulps of it, in a sense, and each one tastes a little bit different, so I'm going to have some more. Very, very good water. Boy, it's very, very juicy, and each one has a slightly different flavor to it as I take a sip. Very, very smooth. So how's yours, Sylvia?
Mine's very smooth, too, and it just is so, the energy to me feels so light, like when you go hiking in the mountains, well, at least when you used to be able to go and get really pure, clear water, and it was real cold and fresh just coming out of the spring. That's how it is for me. It's just great.
So what do we have on the fast chat? Anybody come in there, Sylvia?
Let's see. We have Addie. Actually, the mind water was okay, but the spirit water was like a sweet grapefruit or sparkling water with a light fruity taste. And that's really interesting. I noticed, you know, each time the water can sometimes taste different, sometimes sweet, sometimes lemony. It's sometimes just extra silky, so that's great that you had that fruity taste. That's pretty neat. And Don in Michigan is saying that number two was pretty strong.
It must be the angel that came in then.
Yeah. And Ariana says the heart water was smooth and felt gentle compared to the mind water.
Great. So hopefully you have the same experience. So this is just to show you the difference between the mind and the heart and how the two differences are there. And why you want to be with your heart, because it connects you with the divine, where the mind doesn't really do that. It allows you to do things naturally, but it's not where you really want to be. You want to walk and live with your spirit energy to get your total guidance. So this may be an education for some people online here. Hopefully you understand the difference here between the heart energy and the mind energy. And our planet is full of mind energy. And that's the way the darkness can attach to us through the mind. That's why I said I don't recommend doing any type of earth healings that people typically do here, because the dark side is the matrix, and they can take you from one matrix to another, even though you may have a great intention. You don't want to go outside of yourself with your consciousness, with your spirit energy, because it can be absorbed and you can have your spirit stolen. So this is why I always recommend not to do anything outside of yourself. Always stay within yourself, within your own boundaries here. So anything else on Fast Chat before you do another healing, Sylvia?
Well, I actually have something while we're on the subject of water that I'd love to bring up, just because I don't want to forget about it before we get into further healings. And that is a wonderful and very sacred opportunity that's coming up on July 21st. And occasionally, no more than once a month, Ron does this very special ascension preparation for our healing experience. And it consists of about 3 hours of wonderful ship healing. And then ascension preparation designed to enable you to be able to hold more light frequencies in your body for the ascension, and physical healing and DNA activation. And it's just a phenomenal work that the light beings of the light ship do with us on those particular calls. I think they're very, very special, and it's like they roll out the red carpet and they just bring out some very amazing healings and also special experiences that you don't get any other time.
And also you get 1 week's worth of water activated specifically for your own body with healing coats just for you. And you can also take your pets and animals and gardens with you on the call. And what's really, really fun to do and great to do and a very moving experience is to get a group of people together, either your friends and your family or whoever is open to this energy, and do it together. You know, it's a very powerful experience to be in a room with 5 or 10 people all having this amazing healing, and you can kind of see the changes in each other while it's going on. So it's an amazing, amazing experience, and it's, I believe, $60, and it's very easy to do, and the time goes by just like it feels like about a half an hour, even though it's 4 hours of this incredible healing. So if you'd like to do that or find out more about it, simply connect with Ron either by email at healing@creationlightship.com, or you can phone him, and the numbers and all that is on the screen. So I just wanted to put that in before forgetting about it, because it's coming up in just over a week. And I wanted you all to have the opportunity for that amazing experience. So there you go. And I think next we're going to, well, if it would be all right with you, Ron, I'd like to request that we bring in some other energies connected to our topic of opening up the heart. And maybe we could bring in Jesus and Mary Magdalene together and have the energy of forgiveness come in and have an experience like that.
Okay, sure. Okay, so we'll do that. So Brian on fast chat, and he couldn't feel the difference or taste the difference in the energy. He wants to know if he doesn't have a heart. No, that's not true, so don't even go there. Some things happen where it just doesn't happen, so don't beat yourself up or think that something's wrong with you. So, you know, you're still plugged in, and don't worry about it. Like I said, sometimes it takes people being on this program or even going to the light ship a few times for the energy to actually register. Remember, we're in a very mental realm here. And like I said, most males, only 1% can feel energy. So, don't feel bad, and eventually you may start to feel something or sense something, so definitely don't beat yourself up. So here we go. We're going to bring in the energy of Jesus first into this light being, and again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. Remember, on the light ship there's no religion, so whether you go to church or you don't go to church, whether you believe in God or don't believe in God, makes no difference to them, because all they see that is a part of the mind control down here to divert you from going into your heart. So if all the churches were to tell you to go into your heart, and if all the books that were out on spirituality just had one page telling you to go to your heart, then we wouldn't have any churches, and you'd only have one book. So that's all that you need. And actually, the more that you read on, let's say, spirituality, how much truth are you getting? And then you have to release somebody else's viewpoint on what you read. And what if it's, not all right? And then you have that erroneous belief system on something else, and you're further down the ladder. So you want to just connect with yourself. Be yourself, and allow this energy to come into you. So here comes the energy of Jesus into this beautiful photograph of this light being. And it's getting stronger now, so this will be his energy that he used when he walked the earth here. This is his first cause energy upon his creation that's coming in here. And here it comes here. So I'll just put some music on here, then we'll bring in Mary Magdalene after this year, and it'll be a complete unit of energy because they're both half of each other, so they're twin flame energy. So you're getting the male aspect of Jesus right now coming in. So just sit back and relax, and open your heart up, ask to receive this energy through your heart. Remember, it's not a mental energy, it's a heart energy. Bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene, and it'll take a little while to energize this photograph for everyone here, and Jesus will be in this photograph too. So we'll have Jesus leave, and we'll bring in Mary Magdalene first of all here, okay? They can feel the differences, sense the differences of energy, so Jesus now is leaving the photograph. And now we're going to bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene. And it feels different to me right now, automatically, real quick. And if anybody would like to comment, you can. And we have something on fast chat here about the Holy Spirit energy, so I have to really think about what that would be, okay? Because the light ship doesn't have that energy with that name on it, okay? So I'll get downloaded here, and we'll find out what that energy would be like, okay? So in Christianity, they talk about the three energies, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, okay? And so they don't separate any energies up there, but they do come down here in separation for us to experience. So we'll see what that is like in a few moments here. Okay. So we have Mary Magdalene now completely in this photograph, and sit back and enjoy this energy. And again, request your healings through your heart center. And this is where the energy is going to be connecting to, is in your heart. Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to bring in both energies. Now we'll ask Jesus to return into this photograph now. So here he comes. So this will take another probably half a minute to bring both these energies in unison. This is now a complete spirit energy. So here they come. Remember, twin flame energy is half of the original whole. So when Jesus came here, he was half, and Mary was the other half, making one energy. And they happen to be in male and female life forms. So there he's coming in, and you may feel the energies come into more wholeness now. It feels great to me. So, and we'll put some more music on here and let you hear this music as you request more healing with your heart center. Enjoyable for everybody. So we're now, anything on fast chat there, Sylvia? We only have about a half an hour left on the show here. It goes by very quickly. Okay, maybe she's out for a second here. So we have a question here. Let me see here. One is about, are we on the light ship now? No, we're not on the light ship. The light ship is directing the energies down to us. So it'll be around us, normally coming through the light beam here on your screen. Next question is something about the energy of the Kabbalah. I don't know what that energy is, okay? What I will say is, almost all of the religious teachings are not taught in love, okay? So there's a lot of a judgment in these energies. Remember, the judgment is the matrix, and the matrix is the dark side. So I'm not saying that that is light ship energy. The people that come down who the beings that try to help us, just depends how much the Galactic Federation, where they come down through, are in integrity. So if they are in integrity, then it would possibly be good. But if there's any judgment at all in the teachings, you know, then it's mind energy. And mind energy is the dark side, typically taken away from us from heart energy. So remember, there's a difference there. You have heart energy, which Jesus talked about, which is very pure. And then you have mind energy, which is the controlling energy. So it's kind of hard to say. So that you have to be the judge on it yourself. If there's judgment in any of that material, and it doesn't talk about love, then at that point, it may not be completely in wholeness, okay? Remember, Jesus had a hard time, too, here. And they actually killed him because he was telling too much of the truth. So let's see if anything else is on Fast Chat here.
Oh, Ron, we do have a request for bringing in Saint Germain and also Kuan Yin. But I wanted to just ask, before you brought those energies in, while we still have Jesus and Mary Magdalene with us, if we could bring in the energy of forgiveness.
Okay, sure. So here we go. This will be the forgiveness energy coming in. So just, again, sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. And next we'll bring in the energy of the Holy Spirit. So that's going to be the complete divine energies in their wholeness form, okay? So that's what the Lightship is choosing to do. So we'll first bring in forgiveness energy. So here it comes. And again, if you have any thoughts that come up of judgment, ask this energy to help you. And it will help to eliminate that from your cellular body as much as it can do in this short amount of time. So just think of a person that you hold bitterness to or anger, and it'll help you release this energy. So just sit back and relax, and I'll be back in a few minutes here. In the energy of the creation light ship. This is energy of the complete energy from creation energy here. So everybody kind of just sit back and relax here. And this I've never brought in before, so here it comes. So it's coming in right now. And this is the energy that's going to be doing the universal shift. People talk about the 2012 shift, and this is the energy that created the universe that's coming to you right now. So it'll be the complete totality of creation energy coming to you of the divine. We normally only see fragments of this here, different parts of it, as we bring in different energies, like the angels and the saints and the masters. So the energy is coming in right now. So again, sit back and relax, and It may be hard to define all of it as it comes in because it may not have channels opened up for the different experiences of this energy. But it's here right now, so just enjoy this here. And open your heart up because it only comes in through your heart. Something for me. Very, very nice. Reminds me of home. So, it's very wonderful. So what do we have on Fast Chat there, Sylvie? Anything we need to talk about or anybody's viewpoints here coming through?
Let's see. We have some remarks about Kyle says his body feels overwhelmed with more than he can process. Very incredible. Don says some very high vibes coming in Holy Spirit energy. And another from Teresa, as this energy comes in, a chalice appeared. So, thank you.
Very nice. Very nice.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, this is the energy from the light ship itself. It's not coming in through the Federation, so that's the difference. I need to make that definitely clear to all of you out there. Remember, normally the saints, masters, angels come in through the Galactic Federation. That's their clearinghouse. That's where they come into. And from there, they get directed down here. And at that point, they get diluted. And a lot of times, their spiritual integrity is not there. Like I said, the Federation is 38% in the light. And 62% in the darkness. So those energies do come down here. They carry that darkness energy with them because that's the medium that they're going through to come down. The light ship is a direct link right now to you for this energy. So this is why I'm here, to help people to connect you with the light ship to have these healings done. This is a very special time. This is what Jesus was doing when he was here 2,000 years ago, doing his teachings and healings with the light ship. And he did the healings that way, but he still came down through the Federation. And they did control him somewhat, but he still managed to hold on to the integrity of his mission. So this is kind of where we are right now with the process, is to get back into the ascension mode. So we'll bring in Saint Germain. I love Saint Germain's energy. This is from the light ship. In fact, I'll show you the difference on the two. We're going to bring in Saint Germain from the Galactic Federation, and this is the light ship member energy comes from there to the Federation, and from there he comes down here. So this will be another process for you to understand. And so here comes his energy from the Galactic Federation. He's doing his best that he can possibly do, and he's coming into your realm of experience right now. This is what the channelers typically get as far as vibrations coming from him. And he's coming in right now, and he feels like he's here to me. He's doing the best that he can possibly do under the circumstances and guidance of the Galactic Federation, our space brothers out there that are here to teach us spirituality and protect us from off-planet beings that are taking our energy, and they're failing us. So, and they're doing this because they want to do this. They haven't chose the light. Remember, it's up to you, too, to choose the light. And so here's Saint Germain from the Federation, and we'll put some music on. Then we'll bring him in from the light ship. And he's doing the best that he could possibly do at this time. Now we're going to bring in Saint Germain in complete wholeness from the creation light ship where he was created. So this is his true spirit energy coming back now. And he's coming down now from the light ship. And here he comes. So you may feel a vibrational change here. Energy for me right now feels completely much stronger than what it was before in more wholeness. But it's up to you to judge this here. I don't want to tell you something that trying to plant a seed in your mind. It's up to you to experience this here. So this is what this show is about, is for you to experience heart energy. So here he is now, and wonderful Saint Germain is here. So again, just sit back and relax and allow him to do healings with you. And remember, he only connects to the heart center. The divine only works through the heart, through love, not through the mind. The differences here and could be able to tell and distinguish the differences between the energies from the light ship and from the Federation. And remember, when the Federation, if they choose to come into the light 100%, then the energies will be the same. But it's up to them to do this, just like it's up to you to come into the light also and to work with heart energy. Remember, the Federation has given us mind control here, and it's given us bad weather patterns and famine, ET abductions. You know, you probably have heard about those where people get abducted and they have their sperm taken, the women have their eggs taken, they get impregnated. Sometimes it's very negative. People, you know, their whole life gets turned upside down. They're in complete fear. You know, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the famines, the wars, this is all the Federation stuff. And it's all lumped under the darkness, okay? So when the Federation chooses, if it ever does, to come into the light, then it'll be a changed world here. And they could do it instantly. Remember, they have all this technology. So are they going to use it to purify our air, to purify our water, to stop the wars? It's their choice. It's not our choice, because we didn't ask for this here. The earth didn't ask for this. The earth is a divine energy, the earth spirit. It was created in love. And do we have love here, you know? And they're the ones that are supposed to be teaching us and helping us and keeping these negative forces out of our experience here. So they don't like what I'm saying because my throat's getting kind of clogged up here slightly. Let me get some water here. So they're attempting to do like spiritual warfare on me right now. So the light ship now is going to take them away instantly. So, and they're gone right now. So anyway, this is what's happening here is that these energies, you know, regardless how much you open your heart, they're not giving you heart energy. And so all you can do is go to your spirit. That's your whole connection. Now, a question is about spirit guides. Well, normally spirit guides that you call upon are, again, landlocked spirits. And, you know, they may be your relatives typically. And they're fine, but go through your heart chakra first. Always go to your heart and see if what you're getting that's around you is from the divine, that it's a good energy. Okay, and have your spirit filter this out for you. Always do this before you do any type of attunements, any type of, you know, anything. Go to your heart first. You know, if you're going to call an Archangel Michael, for instance, you don't want to get some negative energy out there posing as that from the dark side, okay, or Saint Germain or anything like this. Always go to your heart. Let your spirit in your heart allow you to experience that energy. Don't use your mind. Remember, the dark side is mind control. It's the matrix, and there's a matrix inside of a matrix inside of a matrix. And they're here to steal souls, and this is what happens. So, not to get on a real negative aspect, but the whole thing is go to your heart first. Remember, get back to the basics, the teachings of Jesus. Go within. That's where the kingdom is. And don't go without, because then you're going to run into trouble and have problems. So, I know you don't want to have that done, so our show is probably within about a couple minutes here, Sylvia, I think. So anything that we need to talk about here?
Well, I just want to thank everyone for being with us. What a wonderful program. Thank you, Ron, for bringing in those amazing, amazing divine energies for us tonight. Nima will have to, I think, get to Kuan Yin in the next program, so I'll make a note of that so we can hopefully bring her in with us on Friday if you can be with us then. Thank you, everyone, for all of your wonderful comments on the fast chat. We just love hearing from you and being with you, so thank you very much, and I'll let Ron sign off. Good night, everyone.
So I'll say good night, and was one question from Kyle. Can you go to the light ship? No, you can't. You can go to your spirit. Your spirit is connected to your home base energy. And so your spirit is your link to the divine. So that's how you connect to the divine is through you. The light ship is very high frequency. And that's why I'm down here on this planet, to help people connect to the light ship. So anyway, it's about time for us to leave. So have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your water that you have. The light beam will be activated for the next half an hour. And we have Jesus and Mary Magdalene in this picture right now. So allow this energy to help heal you. And hopefully you'll connect with me. And I want to also thank all the people that have sent me donations for keeping this show on the air. So blessings to all of you, because, you know, it does cost, and I appreciate all the donations that I have been getting from people to keep us on the air here. So thank you so much, and blessings to all of you.
BBS Radio. com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information.